Ain't this what you came to see?
Come on, you guys know the song.
Let me be your muse. I'll inspire you in ways you won't believe.
Hey, hey.
50 shades and hues, tailor made for you. Draw me in like I what you started.
Hey, hey.
Go with your hands, you can paint my body. Go ahead and brush up on me. Baby, when you want it, sign it, dot it.
Come on, guys.
I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. Your A-R-T. Start in my face, frame. Put me on the wall above the staircase. If you show me off, I'll be your piece. Your A-R-T.
Fresh out the gallery. I could do this whole song, so let me just.
Came to me carefully. I'll be yours to keep.
I mean, it's only 2 minutes. I would do it.
Oh, you truly would. Because we're already halfway through it.
That's the thing I don't like about today's songs, how short they are.
And hey, girlfriends.
Hey, girlfriends.
Welcome back another week.
Hope y'all enjoyed that from us. If you guys ever want us to do like a full song, just let us know. You got to pay us, but we'll do it.
Getting.
I'm not doing that one. No.
Why not?
That's all I know is that part. I don't know any other words.
Same. If I said that song you were singing, but the previous choice you had before, Art.
Wow. The I Like Him one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my jam.
I could tell you were in it.
Play with it.
Nothing.
Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn for now. Did we introduce ourselves?
Oh.
I'm Tay.
I'm Charlie. I'm trying to think of with the one with Kobe, but I don't know who.
What do you mean?
Like, who did the Not Today for that episode?
It was you.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. It's my turn.
What did I talk about? Oh, people drunk, I think.
I have a couple I'm trying to... You know what? Google is fucking free. I really need for people to start using my good girl Goog because I'm sick and tired of being asked questions that Google could answer.
I think about that sometimes and it's we've come so far technology-wise.
But truly.
We forget sometimes, like, there's a group of us asking a question, and we're like, we don't know. And our phones are literally in
right,
our hand.
Right there.
A quick little Google search
right
can solve our problems.
The fuck there.
And we just, like, forget for some reason. It's so interesting. I also love Google. I saw this meme about you're just laying in bed, and you have a random thought, and, like, you have a question, and you have to Google it, or else it's going to bother you. Like, you will be restless.
If you don't. Like, I saw this video about something. The one that inspired this was he was just like, I saw somebody post on Facebook, how do I get my birth certificate? And everybody's in the comments confused. And I was just trying to figure out why you didn't just go to Google. And I said, you know what? You are absolutely right. Go to fucking Google. And I wrote that shit down. Because why are we not? That's all I got.
Yeah, that's interesting. You go on the internet to ask
everything else.
Everybody that's
instead
not Google.
Of
hey,
the one girl that could tell you how to do it in your state, Google, because she uses your location and she will fucking tell you in New Jersey, all you have to do is X, Y, and Z.
Your state's office is 4 miles away from you.
Boom. I couldn't tell you that even if I wanted to. And if I did, you know what I would do first? Google.
Yeah, I mean, I try to have it. Google is one of my, I don't know what these are called, like one of the saved things that you could put at the bottom of your phone. So I just open it up, boom, Google Chrome, ready to go.
I just search by Siri. I just swipe down.
Oh. And a sub thingy for Google is Wikipedia. It's not always the most...
reliable?
Yeah, but it's a good starting point because it usually has the sites at the bottom. But I love a good Wikipedia, like rabbit hole. Just be clicking stuff left and right. But that was it. I don't know what I was going to say. But it's finally getting warmer.
Is it?
It's going to be 70 tomorrow.
Is it?
Uh-huh. And then it's supposed to be like the highs for the rest of the week are at least like, oh yeah, see? Bam, bam, bam. We finally get into springtime.
I thought say, bitch, that says rain.
No. We're not looking at that. We're looking at the numbers.
Look at God.
I've been ready.
Same.
I haven't ran in 3 weeks. I'm so sad.
I'm not.
Oh. Anyways, beat me up, Scotty.
Listen. We were both on it.
All right, all right. Y'all hear this? Y'all know what this means. We are Hey Co-Friend Podcast. Instagram, Hey Co-Friend Podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Google, Stitcher, etc. If there happens to be a streaming service that you use that we are not on, please let us know, but I doubt it. Please follow us on our Instagram. We post little clips of our episodes. We just had one with a guest, Kobe, so I hope y'all listen to it. I hope you follow him. I hope you follow his podcast. We do episodes every Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time. The link in our bio, it'll have our individual pages if you so choose. But it's also going to take you to a link, and it's going to take you to our Fundly where you could donate. It's going to take you to where you can listen. If for whatever reason you can't do the Fundly, real easy. You got Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. Shoot, what's the Apple Pay? I don't know. Just
oh my God.
When there's a will, there's a way.
To pay.
And just let us know, like, hey, I would like to blah, blah, blah. And I will happily have my hands open. Wherever you listen to us, I hope you also are following or subscribing, rating us, giving us 5-star reviews, please and thank you. With Spotify specifically, if you go in the description, actually, no, the description is on no matter what. It's going to take you to the link tree as well. But at Spotify, it's going to ask you, like, what did you think about this episode? And you can review each episode if you'd like. Yeah, our DMs are open. So please, if you have any suggestions, if there was like a moment of the episode that you liked, if you would like to be on the episode, if you have like topic ideas, anything, DMs open wide 24/7. I had an intrusive thought that I had to stop.
I'm not even gonna ask.
I think that's it. I think I'm done.
Don't forget to check the description box. I don't know if you said that already, but check the description box. The link tree and everything that he mentioned is all down there.
You have no excuses.
All right, well, we're gonna go to this commercial and we will be right back.
Hey Co-Friends!
I'm Tay.
And I'm Charlie.
And we are the host of the Hey Co-Friends podcast.
For those who are new and want to know what it is that we talk about,
we just be talking.
Whether it's talking about working on communication skills, working through past trauma, or simply playing a game of song association.
We put those episodes out every Thursday, and more recently, we've started recording Instagram Live episodes every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central.
We really appreciate the love and support you've gotten over the years, and we just wanted to share a new way you guys can support us.
You can now choose to pay a monthly subscription of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, which will allow us to do more things for y'all, whether it's a giveaway, recording new episodes via video, or opening a merch store.
If you can't financially support, which I understand, you can always simply share a podcast on social media or through word of mouth.
Or, you know, hit and play and let that thing play on mute in the background while you're working, because either way, a stream is a stream. But for real though, we appreciate the support from y'all and wanted to continue to grow and do more.
Please be sure to check out Hey Co-Friends wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember,
stay moisturized.
And we're back.
This one is going to be a very, I'm excited to talk about this.
I could tell you've been trying to get me to choose this one for.
Really?
You've picked this one several times. Now I've gone, and I've skipped around it.
It's funny. I think there was the one that had the kids, I think, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if we still have done that.
No, we did. I remember there was a day where I was like, I'm going to let you finally get this off the record, because you bring this one up to me one more time, I might scream. So let's just go ahead. I'm not even going to continue to fight it anymore.
I usually give two or three, but I would always have that one. be in the mix.
Always had that one.
Oh my goodness. But this one, so long story short, it's just going to be about interracial dating. Before we get started, if you are in an interracial relationship, good for you. Love that for you. Hope you guys are happy, fulfilled, etc., etc. Now, be quiet.
Shh. Ooh.
Shh. Sit down.
Oh.
Okay. Because the first point that I have is, if you are dating outside of your race, do not bash those that are in your community. I have only really seen this with, honestly, black men.
I was, I was going to say it, but I was going to say something worse, and I caught myself. And I'm sure you can imagine exactly what I was going to say.
And it's on both sides with a hard R.
Oh, yes. And it's the hardest R.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. I always wish I could see people's reactions when we say stuff. Especially like if it's like real loud or something and they're blasting, they're like, woo!
Because I don't give warnings before I say it. I just say it because this is a black ass show. So
if
y'all
don't know by
now,
you must be new. So hello. I don't even know if this is technically kind of NSFW in a way.
Is it?
They're explicit. So you've been warned. So I have seen it on both sides, meaning if a black man happens to be dating someone who's Hispanic, white, whatever, okay, and then they want to be like, and this is why I date these kind of women, because black women, blah, 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 blah.
Then all the women
in the comments, especially the black women, are like, what
did we have to do with this?
Why did we get brought into the mix?
Why are we in it?
So this unnecessary, like, hating of black women for no reason at all. You could have just been like, I love my girl, blah, 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 without mentioning anybody else. And then on the flip side, if a black woman happens to be dating a white man or anybody, and then they want to be like, and this is why we're losing our women,
jungle
blah,
fever,
blah, blah, blah. And then it's just like, why can't you just be happy for these people? We don't want you, and that's okay. I have dated a white boy once. It was brief. It was only a couple months. But it was as short as it was a good experience. And I don't know. I've never, that's not like something that I am conscious about. If that's the kind of partner I want, like if they're white or black, it just kind of happens to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually have this, what's that word? I have like an internal battle.
Listen.
What's the movie with Taraji P. Henson and Janelle Monáe, and they're the scientists,
Hidden Figures?
Yeah, so the thing where they see the white guy, and then Janelle Monáe is like, ooh, he's fine. And Taraji P. is like, no, but he's white. She said, I don't care, fine comes in all shades. That's what I have.
I don't remember that.
That's what I have in between. That's what I have inside myself.
Yeah, I feel the same. I've been in several interracial relationships. Because I feel the same way. Like, I like who I like. I'm not picky in that sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is always a hard topic because I feel like it gets taken one of two ways. I've definitely never bashed my fellow Negroes just to date someone who was not black. I feel like that's whack in so many ways. Like, you connect
literally
with me, you connect
for why?
With, for yeah, why? Like there's literally no reason. Like, if that's your excuse, then I mean, go off. But like, it doesn't need to be all of that. If you just like the person that you're with, then just say that and go about your day. Like, it's
so,
not that deep.
It's so simple.
It could all be so simple. But what, Lauren? You'd rather make it hard.
All of my long-term partners have happened to be PLC, whether they're black or Hispanic. Again, it just kind of happens to be that way. But I'm open to all. Though I will say, I am. I need to be careful. White they're not at the top of my list, only because I don't want to have to explain or make sure that they're aware of their privilege. I don't want to have to kind of make sure that they're not being with me as like a fetish type thing,
mm-hmm.
or seeing me because I'm a person of color,
mm-hmm.
in that sense. Like, if it's to be with me,
cool.
If it's because I'm like Hispanic and all this stuff, then that's another thing coming. Which, I mean, that can be said for anybody, because black people do it too. I've had experience with black men that just love to fetishize me, but it's different for me, at least. Like, sometimes I'm like, we got to colonize the colonizer. And sometimes I'm like, please stay away from me.
Please.
So that's the thing. But again, I mean, I hate to admit it, but fine does come in all shades. I just think I am a little partial to POC. And I would love to experience dating someone who's maybe like Southeast Asian or like Korean or Japanese or anything that's not what I am normally used to,
mm-hmm.
just to experience their culture. I think that'll be so cool. While also being careful of what I literally was just saying about not like
fetishizing
them. They just kind of happen to be like Asian or whatever. So that was it. So that's the first point that I have. The second one, which actually just kind of leads into it, is let people date whoever they want to date. Literally. Don't talk. If it ain't got nothing to do with you, you see somebody dating someone outside of their race, good for them. You do not have to come out the woodworks and speak your piece about it. It has literally nothing to do with you. And that's the problem with social media. You know, people want to try to post like a happy moment with their partner or partners or whatever.
And then here you go. Of course he's dating somebody that's a cracker. Of course your partner isn't black. And it's like, okay, what if this is my first partner that wasn't black? The other 10 people I've dated before now, blackity black, black, black. And I just happen to now be dating someone who was not. And now you're getting bashed for all of these reasons that are untrue. Sometimes you just need to mind your business.
Y'all ruined a good moment.
Truly.
I was uplifting my partner. Like, they're amazing. They're good to me. I love them, blah, 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 blah. And now I got to turn the comments off because y'all don't know how to act. So it'd be like that, unfortunately. Have I ever experienced it? No. Because I post myself all the time. And if y'all have followed me the last, 5-6 years or so, whenever I'm with somebody, I will literally, okay, so we talked about this like not that long ago, about like the whole private versus secret thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a private person, but I'm also not.
No. not at all.
I'm private in the sense of like, y'all don't know everything about like me or like.
But we know enough.
Yeah. Y'all know what I choose to post, which is a lot, but still.
I was going to say, which, to be fair, is a bit. You do post.
So, like, y'all will know if I'm talking to someone, if I'm in a relationship with someone, yada, yada, yada. But I've never had anyone, thankfully, say anything negative about anybody that I've been with. Because I'll treat somebody real quick. Because y'all like to get bold on the internet. But that's just because y'all don't. Y'all can't fight for real. So
see me with these hands.
If you are in the city of Chicago and you got something to say, we can have a meeting ground. The third point that I have was our own experiences. We would talk about like our own experience with dating outside of our race.
Woof.
Any, I guess, pros and cons or, you know.
My credit score went up. I think for me the biggest thing was seeing how vastly different our worlds were when it truly came down to it.
Have you I guess like what races or ethnicities have you dated?
I've dated Latinx, I've dated white, and I've dated black. And I've dated, like,
a combination
mix.
Of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
How about you, friend?
Black, Hispanic, white, like I said, very briefly. Oh! I did date someone who was half black and half Filipino. That was cool. I didn't really get to see the Filipino side. I'm trying to go back down memory lane. Let me go through the files.
Oh my God. That's a lot of files.
Wait. I'm really trying to. Oh, I dated a straight up like Italian man. That was
fine.
That's
just spicy white.
French vanilla, like the ice. His name was like Mauricio or something. It was straight up. And he was a redhead. And y'all know I love
you. Love a redhead.
I love me a ginger. But he was, had a little pea shooter, if you will. So that was not fun. let me see what else.
I am flabbergasted.
But that's it. But as far as, like I said, my long-term partners, it's only ever been my ex that I despise in New York was black, but also British.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and his accent would kind of come in and out because he was like...
Manipulative.
Oh, well, yes, but like he was born there, but grew up here, kind of back and forth. So his natural accent was American, but like when he's around his family, the British part would come out.
Never mind.
So just like in regular conversation, there were some.
Take that back.
You're not wrong though, but there were just some instances where like the British part, and I would be forgetting, like, oh, that's right, you are British. my most recent ex was Hispanic. Hispanic, mixed, or black, and then one white boy. But even though he was white, he was also, there was some Native American that he was actually very, very proud of. But not just to be like, I'm also Native American, but like his grandparents, I believe, were in tune with that side. So
yeah, same. Victor is part Native. So I guess there is that as
Hispanic.
Well.
Hispanic.
So did I. When
like
we first
what I
started
saw, just from physical features, I was like, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Nope, white and Native.
Or the name, for some reason, tells me Hispanic, even though it's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily, but it does give that. It's very telling when you have certain features. But pros and cons, I think the biggest con for me was having to, oh God, there was a situation with one of my most recent ex. Well, one of my most recent exes, their parents came to town and brought a friend who ended up using the N-word while telling a story. And I was so taken aback. I literally had to, like, excuse myself from the room almost. I just kind of, like, sat there, like, in disbelief. Like, am I going to have to say something? Are they going to say something? What is going on? And thankfully... the person did say something for me because
your ex had said something.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Because
good for them.
I was on the verge of like, please get out of my house and don't come back.
Even if you're telling a story and even if somebody else is the one that said it,
don't need to repeat it. We get it. We can understand the story without you having to say the words. But yeah, I think that was like, I don't know. I think all of my biggest cons were all of like the, wow, this is a very white experience. And I don't think that like you understand how white this is. But yeah.
That's the part that I'm like most intrigued or interested in is just our different experiences culturally of, I'm trying to think of something. Like me being of mixed race, if you will, I get best of both worlds. And if I were to date somebody who was strictly like either white or Asian or whatever, kind of explaining or showing them both sides, like I love, 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 love. I love asking people like, have you tried Puerto Rican food? And if they say no, I get so excited. But I like to tell people we're very pork heavy. We're very salty. And there is something called morcilla, which I personally love. But I cannot tell you what it is until you try it first, because I'm going to tell you.
Is that what I think it is? Start with a B?
Uh-huh.
Is it a kind of sausage?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Y'all could easily Google up. It's M-O-R-S-I-L-L-A, morcilla. But don't look it up, though. Just try it.
No, you gotta don't
get,
do it.
You get past.
He's setting you up.
No, no, no. It literally is just a spicy sausage, okay? It's a spicy sausage. Think like any K sausage, and it's stuffed with like spices and rice, and it's so.
And
yeah, you just got to get past.
And curdled.
You just got to get past. Ugh, it's pig's blood, damn it. And when it's cooked, it looks black, and it's because the blood is getting cooked. But
gross.
It's people eat medium rare steak.
Okay, that's not blood though. That's just juice.
But it's pink. It's blood in it. Literally the same
thing. I couldn't do that either. So
I go, I know you're not supposed to, but I get well done.
Oh my God.
Sometimes I'll do.
Cook my meat.
I'll do medium well, I guess. But
have you seen that skit?
Yes. I don't care. I don't want no pink, even on men.
Salmonella.
But morcilla is amazing.
I'll take your word for it.
And then when you're talking with someone just about like your upbringing, I think a funny one is always how you were disciplined. That's always vastly different between like people of color and white people. In my experience, at least, I have never, ever, ever known a white person to say that their parents would, I mean, I guess beat them. Technically, we're getting beaten if we want to be real. They would get timeouts, or they would get like put in a corner or a talking to and stuff like that. I mean, this is why a lot of these kids be bad. Anyways.
I'm a fucking skateboard out the shop, bitch.
I hate you and all this stuff that you just see. And it's so funny. It's not funny, but it's funny.
I'm gonna kill you and mom. Fuck you, dad. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Those skits crack me up. Like, you go to your white friend's house and how they talk to their parents. You're like, woo.
This is your space. This is your area. She can't do that to you.
I would. No, you're the guest at their house and they're talking to their mom. And they're like you just. I can't even say it.
Shut the fuck up, mom. Lay gasp.
I'm going to go because.
This is getting a little too wiggity white for my taste.
And my favorite thing I love to talk about is Caucasian activities. I'm just so curious about like what Caucasian people love to do, and things that they find.
Zip lining.
Oh, I would
everything
do that.
But going through the hood. Are you okay? Did I catch you off guard? I'm sorry.
Woo!
Safaris.
They like to be adventurous, but not in that regard.
Not around niggas.
And that's the reason why, like, I'm usually hesitant to I don't want to say take a white person seriously, but there's so many layers, and I feel like I've talked about this, and I don't know if it's gone into super detail, but, like, white gay men are a whole nother level of, like, problematic. Of they think just because they're gay, which is a minority, that excuses them from being, like, racist.
Problematic.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it's just like,
It actually makes you more problematic.
Yeah. Like, no, that does not excuse you from all these things. And again, I am not here to do that work for you. I am not here to, I shouldn't have to at our grown age, teach you these things, have to basically tell you the like right and wrong and all this other stuff. So I'd rather just not. I kind of take my time more. If I happen to be talking to someone who's white and I got to like really see their like character and everything like that. And this is why social media is great. Like, I want to see if you're talking about like social issues or stuff that have to do with not white people, and being genuine with it. And just seeing, oh, another important thing, your friend circle. If you have no friends that are people of color,
oh,
my mind goes to Get Out and I get concerned.
If I'm scrolling on someone's social, not their social media, but like their dating site, and I'm scrolling through their pictures, and they say this is a black person, but all of their friends are white, skip. You got to have more than just white friends, bro. That's a little too much for me. It's giving pick me.
I try not to be too judgy
it's
with
giving. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it.
Because, well, I haven't posted like my best friend just because I haven't seen her in a while. But I always say all the time, one of my best friends, she's a white girl. Redhead and everything. We got tattoos together. Alex, I love you if you listen to this. But then I'm also like, I would say Age is one of my best friends. And then I have two other best friends and they're black and stuff. So it's very, very, very important, not just for dating purposes, but just like life experiences, that you are friends with all kinds of people. And again, if I happen to see, especially if you're white and there's only ever white people in your pictures or that you're around, I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If your only engagement with people of color is maybe like at work or something, that's not enough. Like, I feel like you just don't know. At that point, I feel like you are actively choosing to not like seek these people out. And you think you're about to date me?
Negativo.
Red flag. Because let you come around my parents and say something crazy, they're going to look at me. I'm going to have to excuse us. And then we got to break up.
And then I got
to
cuss you out.
Because
now everybody's upset. And look at you, looking dumb.
So no. Oh, and then the last point that I put was how colorism comes into play. So this is kind of a tricky thing, if you will. In Hispanic culture, I cannot remember the saying for the life of me, but there's this thing about
the paperback test.
No, but it's a Spanish saying and I wish I could remember it, but basically it's like the older generations, at least, it's breaking off now, but when you were seeking a partner, they wanted you purposefully to find someone that was lighter or white to
wash out the color,
basically.
Like Diana Ross did with her family.
You just keep getting me.
Listen, I told you this is your episode, but I'm gonna say some shit.
And you know, like darker skin, and I feel like this is terrible because this is in literally almost every community. Darker skin is viewed as like bad or dirty.
Listen,
or just like
the skin bleaching is serious.
And yeah, there's a Spanish saying literally that's like, and I think it has like the word pure in it or something like that. And it's like, you know, if you date a white person and you have lighter skinned children, then, you know, you're like lightening our lineage, something like that. I'll hopefully find it and post it and stuff, because it's a terrible, terrible, terrible saying. And, you know, there's words in Spanish like moreno, which just refers to someone who's darker. There's blanquita, which is someone who is lighter. And then, of course, negro, which is the literal translation is black, but it's spelled like negro. And there's still all this stuff about Dominicans, if y'all don't know, within the Latinx.
I know black, Poppy. I know black.
That's a Godfrey little.
Like, nigga, you are darker than me.
Yeah, there are people who are literally, I'm talking
blickety black.
Burnt
black. To a crisp type black.
And they
Wesley
just,
Snipes and type
they,
black.
And they're literally from the islands. Like Puerto Rico and Cuba and the Dominican Republic are all in the same area. They are
and
from
Haiti.
There. They are from there. But they say that they're not black.
I'm not black.
They're like, I'm Dominican. It's like, you're right.
Afro-Latino. You are Dominican. Yes.
But
you are. Dominican is a nationality.
I'm like, look at your. Well, so what are you then? Like, look at yourself.
You ain't white. I can tell you that much.
And I talked about this before. I'm so curious about people who are any kind of Hispanic, Latinx, whatever, and are either like my shade or a little bit darker. And when they get to that, those little questionnaires, which I hate the questionnaires anyways, but if they say white or black, or if they just avoid it, because for whatever reason, white and black is one thing because that's the race, you know, and then it gets to like, are you Hispanic? And then it breaks it down. And then I think it also does like, are you like Native American, Alaskan, blah, 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 blah. So I'm always like, yes, I'm Hispanic and I'm black. Boom, boom, boom. So for people that either avoid it or don't, I'm very curious. Or if you say you're white, why? Why do you say that? When we're literally like, we're tan.
Pecan tan.
We are Puerto Rican. No, hold on. That butter pecan
Puerto Rican.
And that's another reason too of, like I was just saying, like, I feel bad for people like who can have biological children, for example, and they love their culture. They love where they're from. They love their dark skin, for example, and they just happen to date someone who is lighter or white and they have children with them. They're not thinking about, I would like to think, they're not thinking about like, my children might become lighter. They might have blue eyes, blah, 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 blah.
Listen, I did. Oh. I was just like, okay.
Oh, you would talk about this.
Yes. Like, listen, I had like apologies and everything ready. I'm so sorry for your hairline. I am sorry about your skin color. I'm sorry about all of the shit that you are going to have to deal with because you are of mixed race. I didn't plan this. This wasn't on purpose. I am very sorry. You're going to age, probably not gracefully. And that's my fault. Like, you, the shit that you're going to have to deal with is because of my choices. And I'm really sorry for that. But you're here now, and this is your life. Good luck.
And then you get down to people who either like me, who like, or who are of mixed race of any kind, and maybe they don't happen to necessarily look like, it's basically like the white is what kind of mostly took over.
Diana Ross.
Like a somebody I always used, rest in peace to Cameron Boyce. He was black.
Completely?
Half.
There you go.
But like if you look at him, for example, you wouldn't think so. Or Halsey.
I
think Halsey is also
Halsey
black.
Is a good one because she's mixed and I had no idea. I mean, I could tell that Cameron Boyce was not completely, you could tell he was mixed. It was more so of like, what are you mixed with? Mm-hmm. You could tell that there was some color in there.
Yeah, there's people who like, I would have no idea. Like, oh, you look straight up white. I am so sorry. Like, thank you for showing me, you know, your lineage. I believe you, but genetics are a crazy thing.
Yeah, like, even with Rashida Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter, there was an interview where, I don't see her as a white woman. I mean, her mother is white, but, like.
What white woman's name is Rashida?
Rashida Jones is.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, her name is already, like.
I mean, exactly, but, like, the interviewer was, I mean, I've met a white woman named Lakeisha. I will say that much. I've met a white Lakeisha. I was just as surprised as you are right now. Very surprised.
Can I speak to your parents? Because what on earth were
what were they thinking?
oh, yeah. I knew a Tynisha.
Wow.
Tynisha Kelly.
That is black.
she was not.
But the interviewer was like, you look really tan. Have you been... Were you on vacation? And she was like, well, I am ethnic. Like, like, sorry to have to remind you, girl, but I am half black. This skin color comes very naturally for me. Like, sometimes people just need to shut the fuck up.
Again, yeah, those who are of mixed race did not choose to have these features that kind of give ambiguity, if you will. And then this is like a whole nother thing. But that leads to, like, you know, all the time people say that. And I kind of deal with this, too, with some of my friends a little bit. But, like, you know, maybe they're not black enough. They're not Hispanic enough. They're not white enough. Blah, 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 blah. You kind of get, like, I don't want to say hate. But you kind of get some pushback from both sides. And then don't even get me started. Like, say if you're, like, black and you grew up in the suburbs, that's a thing. Or if
Oreo.
Oh,
I was called double stuffed in high school so much.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing that.
And I grew up in the hood. I grew up here. I mean, not in the hood, but I grew up around black folks. I grew up in the quote unquote ghetto. So I was very confused as to how, I guess it's because of the way that I speak. I don't really know what gave away Oreo. Even my mom was the same way. Like, I had never dated anyone in my life. I remember this specifically because I was like, girl, where the fuck did this come from? Which is when we were in Alabama. And I was in her bathroom. We were talking about something. And she was like, randomly, she was like cleaning. She was doing her neti pot. And she finished. And she goes, you're going to marry a white woman, aren't you? And I was like,
unprovoked. Whoa.
Excuse me? She's like, I'm so sorry. But I feel like you're going to marry a white woman. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to marry a woman. At least I don't. At that point, I was like, yeah,
you're wrong on two accounts.
You're very wrong. I was like that. And I've never dated anyone, white, black, or other. So how you got that I'm going to date a white woman out of this is beyond me. But everyone saw it and I didn't. I was like, I don't know if I'm giving Carlton. All we did was move to Alabama. I really don't know what happened with y'all. But like, I'm just me. I'm just existing. But
oh, that's a whole nother thing too, is to have like your family kind of like already push their almost beliefs onto like who you should date and stuff like that is terrible. I'm someone who I firmly believe date whoever you want to date. Date whoever you want to date. I don't think it's necessarily right to be like you should only date in your race. And I don't think it's wrong to date outside of your race.
Yeah, I know someone who only dates people of color, well, specifically black people, which
and
is totally
black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they're like conscious about that. Like, mm-hmm.
I very conscious about it. To the point to where, like, at a certain point, because I am not that way, I got a little self-conscious because it's like, how are you viewing me as a person? Because I am willing to date someone outside of my race if that person and I click in certain ways.
Yeah, and I've had guys who are black and they say they want to date a black man, and then I try to talk to them and they said no black, and I'm like,
no, like blickety black.
I unfortunately know what you mean. And I wish I did it because I'm trying to come to you as a black person. Like, hey, I'm available.
Not being accepted solely because you're mixed.
Yeah. And I was like, well, to each their own, I guess.
Don't have to because they said not today.
Not you.
Negress in question.
They want 100% black. And I was like, ugh. Is like, anyone what even are your, 100%?
What are your grandparents? That's what I want to know. What are all of your grandparents black? Yes or no?
The denial that some African Americans have about having ancestors who are possibly like, even if it's like 50%, and maybe they're from like the Caribbean, or they have roots in like maybe like India or something like that. And they're just like, nope, that ain't got nothing to do with me. And I said, no, no, no.
It has everything to do with you.
Just because it trickles down the further along that it goes, that is in your blood. I am so happy that you are proud to be black, that you are proud to be African American. However, if you were to do a little genealogy test and it says you're like a quarter Middle Eastern, then what? You just going to deny that?
Science isn't real. I don't believe in science.
So, yeah, we're going to just wrap this up before I start talking in circles. But again, date whoever you want to date, you know, but keep it not keep it to yourself, but
keep it cute.
Keep it cute. No need to talk about anybody that it has nothing to do with your relationship. Okay. No need to project. If maybe you had bad experiences in the past, you're just projecting at that point. Focus on your partner. Focus on being a good partner yourself and focus on being a good person. Mind your business if you see anybody, you know, and they're black or whatever and they're not dating someone who is of the same race or ethnicity as them. Shh. What does that have to do with you?
Nothing.
Stay over there.
And quiet. Actually, go find something to do.
If it bothers you that bad, I don't know, type it up in the notes or something.
Medium.com.
But, you know, you don't got to tell the whole world about it. And that was it, really. You know, be happy.
And shut the fuck up.
That's it. Mind your business. It's so easy to do, but so hard for people to do, you know?
Whew, yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Easy to do, but hard for people to act on it. Like, easier in theory versus in action. But that was it. So, to my future partner, whoever you are.
Good luck.
Excuse me?
Good luck.
Good luck to them?
Mm-hmm.
Because of me?
Mm-hmm.
Put this music on, because what are you talking about?
I'm just talking shit.
I know. Thank you so much for listening. Hold on, I gotta get myself.
You was ready to fight.
We are Hey Girlfriend Podcast, like we said earlier. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that this has kind of brought some kind of clarity or got your mind thinking a little bit. I hope that there's someone in your life that you think needs to hear this. Because if so, send it to them. And don't just be like, here, I think you should listen to this. And then when they say why, just don't say anything.
Just hit play.
We do episodes every Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time. We're on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Google, Stitcher, and all. There's like four other ones that I'm not even like aware of. But again, if we just so happen to be on one that we... I'm sorry, if you listen to one that we are not a part of, please let us know and we can see about getting it on there. You can also do it, I believe, no, because it used to be Anchor and now it's Spotify for podcasters. So they got integrated. So never mind. It's just Spotify now. Speaking of Spotify, every episode is going to have a little, what did you think about this episode bit? So let us know what you thought about this episode, whether you want to do it there or in our DMs. You know, if you do listen to it, go to our Instagram, Hey Girlfriend Podcast, tag us. Okay. So when this comes out and there's a part of the episode that you liked or whatever, take a screenshot, boom, and tag us. Our individual Instagram pages are there. In the bio, it's going to take you to a link where you can donate to the Fundly, and where you can listen and everything. If you are unable to donate via Fundly or you simply do not want to, no problem. We got Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. I don't think I said that last time. Zelle. We got options. Okay. So you have no excuses. Please follow us. Please share. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell whoever. Tell your coworkers, anybody who will listen. We love it. We appreciate it. 5 stars only. And yeah, we'll see you next time. April showers, bring May flowers.
And some fucking heat. Fuck the flowers. Bring the goddamn heat. Yeah. I am so sick and tired of it being cold.
Yeah, it was. And it snowed last week over here in Chicago.
But I'm over it.
That was all. Happy Aries season. Up next is Taurus season.
Woot, woot.
I only know one, and that's my sister, so.
I know several.
Oh. Love y'all, I think. I don't know.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, well, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, guys. Next week, Straight Man Asks. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, this is about to be a messy episode. I am so excited.
Oh, Lord. I'm coming to you, right?
I guess, yeah. I can see if he wants to come here.
All right. See y'all.